It's Saturday, March 14th, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email us at sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 34th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Gray, the host and producer of the show. The Apple Juice Show. You can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. So today, we've got some new guests. Actually, that was my friend Bob. George's will be on in a sec. So why don't we introduce the guests? We have Colin. Colin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Mike?
Hey, what's up?
Tell us who you are.
Okay, I do a blog at dovin.net, gdovin.net. I also am host and a writer of a video podcast for new users to computers called Tech 901, 901.tech.net. I do a weekly podcast every Monday also. Luckily, we don't interfere with recording times. Weekly podcast called The Weekly Spin at theweeklyspin.com. That's the weekly news. We talk about stories in depth, sometimes a little bit too much. I have another website called Cloud Scoop, which is a new developing site about cloud computing.
So I am George Rage, back again. That was my friend Bob. He was doing the intro for us. So we actually have a lot of news to talk about, but we want to – the first thing that comes to mind is that Mike will be joining us, our team, of co-hosting, and he'll try to come on as frequently as he can. And he's going to be – I mean, he's going to be blogging for us and helping us with the back end. So we're proud to announce that he's going to be the blogger slash co-host of the show from now on.
Yeah, I'm excited to join. It's going to be fun.
All right. So – Wednesday, March 11th. Very weird on a Wednesday when I wake up and I see that the Apple Store is down.
That's always a bad sign of how the day starts, unless something new comes out.
Well, we weren't expecting this. So
no.
I mean, besides,
but kept it covered this time.
But Apple usually does their updates on Tuesday. So this was a little weird because we were like, they're not going to do anything. So they announced a smaller 4 gigabyte iPod Shuffle with voice over and playlist support. So has any of you seen these in person or?
No, my Apple Store didn't have them.
So disappointed. The voice over feature and the new Shuffle allows you to pick up and choose between different playlists. But so imagine you're listening to music. It tells you the song title, the name, and the playlist name. That's what Apple's vice president of iPod and iPhone product marketing from his name is Greg Joswick. So the amazingly small iPod Shuffle makes a revolutionary approach to how you listen to your music by talking to you, which I think is pretty cool. I mean, yeah.
It's innovative. I don't think I've heard of any MP3 player that's done this before.
I think it's definitely something different.
It makes up
for the fact that it doesn't have a screen, yeah.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Read my mind there.
So, Colin, I know you purchased – what were the previous generations, Colin? Because I know you just purchased one.
Well, I have the older one. I think it looks – the previous generation looks smaller, but it came in two different models, the 1 gig and the 2 gig. And I went ahead and figured I'd buy – one of the older ones, since the newer ones are much bigger, and I don't really personally see the point in buying one, since it holds 4 gigs of music, and yet it only has a 10-hour battery life.
Yeah, so it's 4 gigabytes, priced at $80, and it can hold up to 1,000 songs. This is a new one.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised they shot the price up so much.
So usually, when a new product like the iPod or iPhone comes out, there's a new iTunes that comes with it. So people were seeing iTunes 8.1 coming soon. So it finally came out. And so what it supports or and if it does improvements and bug fixes, it now supports syncing with the new iPod Shuffle. It allows friends to request songs for iTunes DJ. Now, any of you know more information about the iTunes DJ?
Not really.
I'm imagining that it's kind of like the Party Shuffle.
Well, I know. That's what they switched it to. But, I mean, I was told that you use your iPhone and they request a song to DJ, or I have no idea. So,
well, that's cool if you can do it straight from your iPhone or, I'm guessing, iPod Touch, too.
Yeah. Adds Genius Sidebar for movies and TV shows. Now, that's – I don't know how that's going to work.
Probably by genre. I would – genre, maybe key themes would be what I'd think.
User suggestions, too, probably.
Improves the performance when downloading iTunes Plus. That's great. Provides autofill for manually managing iPods. Allows CDs to be imported at the same quality as iTunes Plus. That's great because, I mean, everybody likes better quality. Includes many accessibility improvements and allows iTunes U and iTunes Store to be disabled separately by using parental controls. Earlier, they released an update for their remote application for the iPhone and iPod Touch that adds capability with the iTunes 8.1 assorted things. Also, there was a new front row that was released. So I don't really use front row. And do you guys use front row?
I think when I got my Mac, I opened it for like a couple seconds just so I could play with it. I was just kind of playing with everything on the Mac just so I could see it. But I just like playing MP3s out of folders or maybe iTunes.
I can actually say I use it not like on a daily basis, but like if I just have my MacBook with me. But the thing that definitely disappointed me about the front rows, since I do have a MacBook and I have a 22-inch monitor to go with it, it doesn't automatically just use the bigger monitor. And I'm like, when I open front row, it'll go on the tiny screen.
So
and that just turns me away from it.
So the Genius Future is actually removed from the iTunes 8.1. I guess it was a last decision that they removed it.
Wait, they removed Genius? Really?
Yeah. No, not from like the music, but they pulled it from the TV shows and the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to have to develop it further because that's going to be way more complicated than just music.
Yeah. What else? Okay. Who's ready for iPhone OS 3.0 on March 17th?
I am, as long as they put it out for iPod Touch.
Yes. I'm ready for it, too. I can't wait.
Apple's calling this an advanced preview of what we're building. So it's not we're not expected to anything ready to go of the 17th, but hopefully this will allow developers to start building toward the future functionality. Yes, about some push notifications, and presumably users won't have too many months to wait after that for the real deal. Apple has previously hosted a media event in March 2008 to provide a roadmap for the iPhone developers, and that appears to be an upcoming event may follow a similar theme. The event is scheduled at 10 a.m. Pacific time in the Town Hall Auditorium on the company's campus in Cupertino, California. So if you're in Cupertino the 17th, please stop by, and we'd like to hear about what happened in person, you know?
Definitely.
So the news about the what's going on. Multimedia messaging would finally offer the iPhone users the ability to send – actually, the two things that they're looking at is multimedia messaging service and tethering. Multimedia messaging service would allow – iPhone users to send the ability to send photos by the way of text messaging, and tethering would allow you to share your iPhone's internet connection with your laptop. Because a while back, Steve Jobs' email confirmed that Apple has been working on a tethering solution, so it certainly seems feasible.
And maybe copy paste and background apps?
Yes. First, a new home screen app designed from the ground up for a system where users can have a few dozen of or more extra apps installed. Managing dozens of apps on the phone today is simply a pain in the rear end. Second, maybe an answer to the question, where are the background notification APIs? that they were told to us at WWDC to expect a few months ago. But what we haven't heard of the words, and maybe Mr. Forstall with sugar on top, copy and paste. Now, that's something that I would really, really like to see.
Definitely.
Because I'm always like, there's something in a text message I always want to put in an email, or something on a website that I want to put on an email, and I just can't do it. So I have to write it down and then transfer it over so I won't forget.
You know, I haven't even missed it really, except for Wi-Fi keys are the only thing I really need copy and paste for. I decided to change my Wi-Fi key to something easier to remember just so I can put it in, because my old code was one of those random generated, so I couldn't. I probably spent like half an hour trying to punch it in. I couldn't get it, so I decided just to change the code.
So I'm not much of a Final Cut user. Actually, I'm not a Final Cut user at all. Soon to be. I mean, I'm going to be getting Final Cut soon. But there's an update due in late April. Why don't you take this, Mike?
Okay. Well, I'm very into video production. So, I mean, I thought it was kind of neat. New version of Final Cut coming out this April. I have Final Cut Express. It's rumored that it'll be coming out. It's rumored that it might be at the March 24th event. That is that confirmed yet even? Have they?
Colin, do you know?
It was supposed to be the one about the IMAX and the Mac Minis, but now that's already come out. So I don't know and the March 17th is going to be iPhone. So I don't know if they're going to keep this March 24th, but so apparently sometime in April, new version of Final Cut. No details, it looks like, but it's supposed to come out in time for the National Association of Broadcast Conference in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. O2 to drop UK prices in May. Mobile reports that UK carrier O2 is planning to cut the prices on the iPhone in May ahead of an expected summer revamp of the device. The iPhone 3G will be free on its £35 and £45 per month tariffs from May. The 16-gigabyte version is currently only free to the £75 per month contract, while the 8-gigabyte handset is free to only the £75 and £45 per month. Consumers currently spend between £59 and £159 for the iPhone on the £35 to £45 monthly tariffs. Now, let's actually go back to this tethering thing. I mean, I love tethering. I mean, it's the greatest thing, and I was one of the fortunate people to get Netshare. So I use Netshare all the time when I need to be tethering. But
they didn't use the kill switch?
No, they did not use the kill switch. I'm still using Netshare, and I love it. I mean, it's a great application. I mean, just you have to go through a little bit more work than you would with a regular phone. So if Apple does bring this out, I think that if they like did it so that no one would be able to receive calls and no one would be able to use the internet on the phone itself, would just be able to like it would be locked down in tethering mode and you couldn't do anything other than tethering until you exited out of the tethering. So if they did that, I think they wouldn't have to charge for tethering because basically we would just be using our iPhone's internet.
Yeah.
So we'd just be locked down in the tethering. So now to Apple Seed's OS X 10.5.7 build 9J30 to developers. Now, I'm not a developer and I don't get this stuff, but 10.5.7 should be out soon. Maybe we can see it closest to next 2 weeks. The testing build has asked to focus on the areas of flash player, USB and flash drives, and iCal and widgets. So who knows what's going to be in this update? I mean, have you guys heard anything else? Then
I haven't heard anything about it.
Personally, I'm not a developer, so I really haven't paid attention to the SDK for the iPhone.
Yep, and I mean, so that's all we have for the Apple Juice Show news. This past week, I got a Apple TV. I mean,
ooh.
I was pretty incredible. Thank you very much to Adam Jackson. He's a great man. At Adam Jackson on Twitter. Please follow him. He's a great man. So he on Twitter, he's like, I'm going to go to or he's like, I found an Apple TV for $200, 120 gigabytes. And so I was in my head, I was like, did Apple ever make 120 gigabytes? So I said, listen, I said, all right, I'll PayPal you the money. You can go to the store. If they have an extra one, you give me one. Because I really wanted an Apple TV, and that was a good price. I mean, I got it less than what I could have paid for Apple at Apple. So he sends it to me, and I see the thing, and I see it says 120 on the barcode of the store he bought it from, because they were going out of business. So I look at it, and 120, I was like, So open it up, and I go to the about thing, plug it in my TV, about 40 gigabytes. And I'm like, and so then me and Adam were talking, and he's going to go see if he can get like a refund or something. But basically what it was like a number that they had, I guess, in the store to track the image or whatever through that number. But if in a little fine print at the, like underneath it, it said 40 gigabytes. And so, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with 40 gigabytes because I'm just streaming my stuff over. So I'd be fine with 20, but it's a great product. I mean, one of Apple's greatest products. Like if I would have had a little bit more money, I would have said, listen, I'm going to get a Mac mini. Cause I mean, I do want to have an extra Mac in my house. I mean, personal, where I can have all my stuff on it. So, I mean, that's all right. But yeah, Apple TV is great. So if you're looking for something to just be able to put your media on your TV from your computer, Mac Mini's way to go. If you have a Mac, I mean, if you had a Windows, I don't know how that would go. But
doesn't it work with Windows?
It all
works through iTunes, I think.
Yeah.
So everything's pretty much the same.
All right. Yeah. So this has been actually a really good episode of the Apple Juice Show. You can follow me on Twitter. Where can we find you guys?
You can find me at twitter.com/specialcolin, that's special KOLIN. Or you can find me on my website at specialcolin.com.
Or you can look for me at dovin.net, GDOVIN.net, or you can go to twitter.com/MikeDovin, spelled the same way as my blog site.
All right, and you can find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Sponsors, if you want to sponsor us, just email sales@applejuiceshow.com. If you're wanting to send us products to review, we're greatly, accepting products to review. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Have a great day, and thanks for listening to the Apple Juice Show.